Welcome to the first of many spiritual dialogues, inviting divine wisdom, joy, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective. Awakening Matters with myself, Cynthia Sloan, and co-host,
Ani Avedisian. Hello, everyone. We do encourage listener participation, and we invite you all to call in with questions and comments during the second part of the show. The number to call is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that's 1-877-876-5227.
As this is our very first show, perhaps we should introduce ourselves. I am a native of Brazil, Cynthia, and have been a telepathic intermediary for what seems like most of my life in one form or another from 6 years old on. At 6 years old was the first conscious recognition of seeing light, form, substance, grid systems, sacred geometry, all kinds of movement around my father. I looked up at him, and I saw all of this, and as a six-year-old, I was completely in awe and enthralled. Of course, not hearing a word he was saying, but feeling what he was thinking and also feeling the environment of the room. I remember that I was staring intensely at this, what seemed like a symphony in front of me of sound and light and form. And I thought to myself quietly, what is that? And when I said that, I heard a response. And I heard a response explaining exactly what it was. And it is then and from then on that I was taught all about this dimension, energy, consciousness, literally the sound and the feeling body of everything lit up was online, and I was online with it. It was communicating with me. It was communicating with me through my feeling body, through my sight body, through my ears. Everything was alive and talking. And not only talking, but listening. And so from 6 years old on, looking away from my father at the point of conscious recognition of all of that going on, I looked away from him in the room from then on, from 6 years old on to the rest of my life, was lit up, communicating, and fully present for me. So literally I've been guided from there on the rest of my life to pay attention, to listen, and to communicate not only with my environment but the light bodies of those before me, and it has expanded to include giving people readings and offering guidance from their loved ones and messages from those crossed over, from animal beings to human beings and beyond. Also being able to tune into the hologram that surrounds people and the consciousness, the mass consciousness, and communicate also at that level. So for most of my life, I have been participating in the bigger picture, listening to it and learning from it, and then helping people to connect with it themselves. Ani, tell us about yourself and how this all unfolded for you.
Well, Cynthia, I wish I had felt as connected as you did in the beginning. Gosh, I guess if we start at the very beginning, I was conscious of being about 4 years old in my garden in London, dressed as a little fairy princess, chasing little fairies. I was just sitting there in the garden having a great time, and out of the blue appeared two Viking warriors. Normally, when Vikings show up in England, everybody panics, but I was 4 years old. I was okay with it. They started talking to me. Don't remember much of what they said, but, as far as Vikings go, it was a pleasant enough interchange. At some point, they mentioned they had a gift for me, and I was thinking, candy bar, putty dress, something like that. But no, they just touched my forehead and sort of vanished. Well, obviously, I didn't understand the significance of this encounter at that point. But shortly after, I'd say within a day or two, my sight shifted. I was able to see colors dancing around people and animals. Sometimes when I looked at someone, they would morph in and out of other characters. And I'd spend hours mesmerized by these colors and forms. And the more I stared, the more detail I was aware of. Well, no one believed me, of course. They thought it was just my imagination. But, I continued to stare and be fascinated. At some point, I don't remember how old I was, I also became aware of a sort of brilliant multicolored spinning discs pulling in and out of people's bodies. Of course, I now know that that's the chakra system. I found that if I touched them, I could feel all sorts of emotions and sometimes see images, like little tiny portals into other worlds. So really, that's how my clear vision developed. And I must say, fascinating though it was, I really had no idea what I was seeing or what to do with it. No one was available to help me. I mean, my father is a clairvoyant and quite brilliant, but he didn't accept his gift or he didn't develop them till much later. So as a kid, on one level, here I am plugged into the universal grid, and on another level, completely isolated from the rest of mankind, or so I thought. Anyway, fast forward to 11 years old. Everyone's had enough of my crazy imagery, and I'm sent off to a boarding school. And in my British boarding school, no one was really interested in my intuitive development. They weren't really interested in my chakras or my aura or my meridians. So school was difficult. All intuitive development was put on hold until after graduation. Fast forward again, early 20s. Here I am a bit lost, trying to make my way in the world. And, you know, by that time I'd received some sort of formal training on an energetic anatomy, so I wasn't feeling so disconnected. But I still didn't know what to do with my skill set. To be honest, I was strongly drawn to the ministry, and I explored that option many, many times, but nobody wanted me. I couldn't understand why. All I wanted to do was introduce people to the concept of a loving God. I had figured out by that time that most people hated themselves because they thought God did, and I really wanted to right this wrong somehow. So I went in and out working as a spiritual counselor, as a good old-fashioned faith healer, which was in those days more about holding hands and praying than clearing energetic lines. All satisfying work, but, you know, something was missing. There was a missing link somewhere. I tried doing traditional psychic work, the sort of things that you do, Cynthia, but to be honest, I was terrible. I just don't have the skill set. It was just downright embarrassing, so I totally gave that up. And then one day, I was just about to go to Tesco's and get a job as a checkout girl in the supermarket, and I thought, I'll give it one more go. So I implored Spirit at the height of my frustration, and I said, what am I supposed to do with all these gifts? What am I seeing? What am I supposed to do with it? And I was expecting this great metaphysical sort of booming voice from God to come down and say, blah. Anyway, the voice said, your appointment's early. Go downstairs and greet them. So I thought, oh, okay. So I went downstairs, met my appointment, who was early, met this lovely young man with, you know, sort of a terminal condition. He came in because he wanted to know about what it would be like on the other side and what was the best way, you know, to make a transition, that sort of thing. And before I even had time to counsel him, something really amazing happened. His energetic anatomy came into view in such vivid detail, not even I had seen anything like that. It was as if I could see all the machines working in all the grids. It was incredible. He felt this buzz. I felt this buzz. None of us knew what was happening, so I just asked him to lie down. And I'm still not sure to this day I can really describe what happened, but I knew I had to put my hands on him. And I have, you can't see it on the radio, but I've got these little tiny milk-white hands. And when I looked at them during this interchange, they were actually violet and inflamed. And my entire being started to shiver and shudder, and I guess what was happening, I received a super download and a sort of hands-on tutorial all within a few seconds. I honestly thought my socks would catch fire. It was so intense. Anyway, once I recovered, I knew exactly what to do, and I placed my hands in each of his chakras, and I felt the full force of thousands of unresolved emotions, sort of billions of years and thousands of lifetimes passing through me. And then when the treatment was complete, I felt absolute peace. He was completely zonked out. We had to get his daughter to come and pick him up. But, you know, I had my answer from Spirit. I finally had my specialty. I was supposed to clear energetic anatomy. And from that point, all I really had to do was make sense of it, sit with it, and practice.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Practice was key as well for me, and also the communication around me that I recognized growing from 6 years old and onward that everything in our environment is alive and talking to us. It desires communication. It desires to impact and to receive and to give, most importantly, to love. And what I've learned is that
the language of the heart is based in love, and that at that level, there is no need for an individual to necessarily learn how to communicate, but instead feel and trust that feeling. And our environment is communicating with us all the time, as well as our loved ones and our guides and spirit guides. And they are present, and what I think we both do is help people to connect to their own divinity, because we're able to hold our own as well.
Absolutely, Cynthia. Absolutely. I agree with that. It really is all about connection to one's divinity and allowing people to listen to that still small voice.
Yes, and the small voice becomes a knowing and a comfortability and a strong foundation for people to live from instead of fear and doubt.
Absolutely. Talking about voices, we would love to hear from you. Questions, comments, and all of that. Again, the number is 1-877-876-5227. One more time, 1-877-876-5227.
Well, Ani, let's share with everyone how we started working together.
Do you remember how we met?
Which lifetime?
Let's confine ourselves to this one. It's so much less complicated.
Yes. I came to you for a energy alignment, and I walked in and saw this brilliant light and felt this energy of such purity and of such magnitude that my breath was taken away. I laid on the table, and I began to feel lifted off the table and to feel an experience of such oneness and such intense connection to all that is, that the language really lifted me into a higher sphere and to a, I would say, my soul evolution even revealed itself to me even greater. It was really an experience like I've never had, and it's one that I recommend everyone to have, because your work is definitely, it speaks on behalf of itself.
Thank you, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm glad you had a good treatment. I'm hearing a beep. Do we have a caller?
I do. Hello.
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 Hi, can you hear me?
We can, slightly. Can you speak up?
Yes. How's that?
Better.
Better.
Oh, good. Well, my name is Heather, and I don't have a specific question. Anything you get for me is great.
Okay. Well, Heather, this is Cynthia, and I wanted to let you know that when I tune into your energy and your light body, what's revealed to me for you is that this is really a time of you making some intense choices about your own focus for your own life and not necessarily what others would have you do. It feels like you're at a rite of passage in a place where your decisions need to include you at the center of them before you're inclusive of how others see you or how your choices would affect everyone else. So right now is really a strong time for change for you, and in that change, you need to consider yourself first. However, be cautious about your making choices based on what your comfort level is, because some of these choices are about you moving out of that comfort level and embracing more of your individual truth to impact others. Do you understand that?
I do.
Great. Ani?
Hi, Heather.
Yeah,
I think Cynthia's right. What it is for you right now, it's you're definitely moving on, and it's time for you to think about opening up your bandwidth. You're definitely ready to receive more, and that requires sort of repatterning, a little bit of focus, and to have real absolute faith in yourself. I can see that sometimes in your solar plexus chakra, your relationship with yourself, it tightens up a little bit. Let it go, open the bandwidth, and fly.
And you know what, Heather? Use your creativity, because that's key to you reorganizing your life and your statement of truth. Okay?
You see, but this is my dilemma. I could either go with doing my spiritual work, or I could do marketing, or I could continue in my business that I have, which is kind of stopped at the moment. So I have all these different paths, and I don't know which path to take.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry?
I was just laughing because I'm so confused.
Well, actually, you know what I'd say to you is you're not confused at all. Chaos equals opportunity. And so what I say to you is you're at a place where if you choose your spirituality, you don't have to exclude any of those other areas until you feel comfortable doing so. I would say choose yourself, and I would say choose your spirituality as the key to unfolding how those other avenues are including you or excluding you. So
yeah.
Your spirituality is going to be the focus that illuminates and really gives clarity to you about what you really want to do for joy. I'm feeling a lack of joy for you in just being, and I feel like your focus is in doing. So I think you've done that, and you've given that to the stage of your life, and now your spirituality wants to come in and not necessarily exclude other aspects of you, but be included in your choices. Ani?
Got it.
No, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Absolutely, Heather. Take the plunge. It's all right.
Well, thank you, Heather,
thank
so much
you
for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. All right, so where were we, Cynthia?
I was sharing my divine experience in seeing you and having a treatment done by you, and that I really felt not only regenerated and realigned, but it lasted. You know, some of us go to individuals and we get a tune-up, and within 24 hours or 48 hours, it's gone. Yours, it stayed, and I wanted to say it took a licking, but it kept on ticking, but there was no struggle. It just remained.
Success. Thank you. Well, you know, I have to be honest. I mean, your body energy, your entire energy is so pure. It wasn't that difficult to work on you, but we don't have to let the viewers know that or the listeners know that. You know, I just, before I talk about my experience with you, I just have to say, at the end of a treatment, you know, I do my energetic thing and whatever. And at the end of a treatment, I wait for someone to realign. So I physically have to step out of the room because I have to step out of their aura and allow the realignment to happen. And I was laughing all the way over the campus. I mean, I couldn't physically step out of your aura, Cynthia. I was like, at some point I thought, I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to drive to the Clackamas County line and see if I can just, like, let this woman reintegrate somehow. So I think I stood out in the garden for about 10 minutes and talked to my mum on the cell phone and then came back, you know. Oh, do we have another caller?
It sounds like we do.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello. Since we're on election eve this evening, a lot of people are concerned about this election that we're having. I know that Barack Obama is ahead in the polls, but a lot of the astrology that I've seen said that that there were going to be some problems tomorrow. I was wondering what you saw.
Well, you know what? I don't necessarily see problems, but what I see Spirit really inviting us to do as a mass consciousness is remember that it's not so much who's in office that will define our future individually and collectively. But it's the memory and the application that we are connected to that individual's mass consciousness. How will we influence, with our connection, that individual's consciousness to manifest what we want the outcome and desire to be in office? So the problem is, at times, humanity separates itself from who's in office, hoping that that person will have the insight to make the right choices for all individuals, forgetting that we have collectively in the mass consciousness an impact on that individual's choices. So my invitation to you is not so much to panic or to be in fear or worry, but to be secure in knowing whoever the form is that is in that body of work, to remember you have an impact through your consciousness and through your thoughts and your intention. Ani?
Absolutely. Yeah, Debbie, hi. You know, I'll just add, I don't make predictions, but Barack's going to win. All right. So he's going to win, which is exciting, because we all know who won last time around. And so the fact that Barack's winning means that we, as a collective consciousness, are beginning to educate ourselves a little bit and want something better for ourselves. Now, when he does get elected, I don't think there's going to be trouble. Just remember what he's inherited and how long it's going to take for him to work through that. So not everyone's going to be that happy with him. But I think certainly for us Americans, well, actually, okay, I'm not an American, but for the rest of you, it's time to learn to be better citizens. I think we're going to learn a lot from this. So have courage. It's going to be good.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Certainly.
Thank you, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so where were, Cynthia, I was just talking about stepping out of your aura, which actually finally I did. Okay, right.
Just now?
No. During this treatment. Anyway, so you invited me to come and have a reading with you, and I have to tell you, I just have to say, I've been doing this a while. I've lived all over the world. I've seen a lot of intuitive practitioners, and on the whole, they've been okay. There have been a couple of really good ones. Most are inconsistent, and I haven't seen them all. But, you know, the work that you do is phenomenal. There have been two telepathic intermediaries on this planet that I have met that have been phenomenal. The other one's an old English guy, and he's retired, so there's no competition anymore. It's just that what came through you that day was so pure and so vital and so inspiring, and at the same time humbling. And anybody who knows me knows that to humble me, it's not easy. It's just not easy. What can I say about my experience? You know, before I even walked up to the office to meet you, I felt an incredible connection. And I could see the life. I could see sort of the universe conspiring in my favor, which was a good thing, because I was a little confused. I was about to make some major life choices when I came to see you. And I had a whole list of questions that I was going to ask you. And I just walked in and I sat down. And you were surrounded by this, you know, one intuitive can't lie to another. You know? You were surrounded by this incredible vital energy. I'd never really experienced anything like that before. Mm. I was in shock and awe for the first 2 minutes. I just sat there looking at all these people that were surrounding you, all this energy. I didn't have to ask any questions because you answered every single one, every single thing that was on my mind. You connected all the dots for me. All the decisions that I'd made in this life, you connected with decisions that I'd made in previous lives. Everything suddenly made sense. It was like building blocks. Chick, chick, chick. Everything went back into place. And more than that, you know, I mean, the information's great. But more than that, it was the absolute love and compassion that flowed through you. It actually made me feel like I was being cradled in the palm of God's hand.
Mm.
And everything was like, it's okay, Arnie. Everything's going to be okay. I'd never had a reading like that in my life.
That's beautiful.
It was. It was awesome. It was, and I felt compelled to go and share it with the entire universe, because it was just, you know, who knew? Who knew that all of this was available right here in Portland? It was phenomenal. I mean, you turned my life around.
Oh, thank you. As you did mine. And so our appreciation for each other is why we have been guided to really create an extreme joyful opportunity to talk and let others in on the conversation and let them participate, because we really enjoy not only the work that we do, but each other, in a way that I think is all-inclusive.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. You know, we want everyone to understand metaphysics, I think is what it is. We don't want anyone to feel left out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we invite people to take a look at their lives, take a look at the big picture. You know, if you're unhappy, if things aren't going your way, if you're always feeling 2 degrees left and center, if you hate your job, if you hate your boss, if you're having trouble with your wife, your husband, your dog, your cat, whatever, if things just don't feel properly aligned, then you have, as they say, deviated from your opinion of source. You are somehow not accepting your divinity, and you don't understand what a wonderful opportunity this physical incarnation is. You know, you can't sort of sort out the circumstances that are all wrong in your life without being taught that the circumstances are of your own making. And very gently and very sweetly and very compassionately, Spirit works through us to guide you to make those decisions from your divinity to divinity.
Yes, and then to include yourself from the roles and the titles that you play and that you participate in on an individual level as daughter, mother, aunt, friend, to universal being. And when you move to a perspective of universal being, all of a sudden there's an empowerment that connects you to opportunity and possibility that before you would have not considered. And it is not to say that you won't find yourself reacting in your humanity, you won't find yourself having a bad day, you won't find yourself feeling unwell or feeling even judgmental. It's that you can return to source after, you can return to your center and to a feeling of love, really, returning to a place of love, higher love, that helps you reconnect with your ability to impact yourself in the world. So it sounds like we have another caller.
Oh, goody. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Tara. I have a question.
Hello, Tara.
Hi,
Tara. Hi. Now, you're talking about, you know, energy and teaching people to connect and things like this, but you two both were given this gift at a young age. How does the average person do this?
Very good question, and I'm very glad that everyone is participating, because your question, everyone's question, is a question for everyone who's listening. So it's a universal question. If you came to see me, what I have to offer as part of the universal equation is that not only is there a communication about your past lives, your present life, where you are now, why you're there, who you knew in past lives, in relationship, karmatically or otherwise, to connect you into why you react or don't react in this life to certain experiences. And then there's an introduction to each and every guide, how they knew you, what their names are, where they lived with you, what your past life was like, and then tools, literally, of how to work with them, how to communicate with them, how to feel reconnected with them, and to understand their messages for you, and loved ones who have passed on, which is a very normal experience to have in the readings that I offer, is for them to communicate with you and tell you where they are in their higher consciousness versus where they were possibly when they were here. And so that is an opportunity to get you to start contemplating what's possible. And then Ani would offer you...
Absolutely. You know, what I would offer you is I would teach you that evolution is about persistence, diligence, and focus, not incense and hocus pocus. So my part of the equation on this is to teach you how to think and how thoughts affect our lives and our bodies. So are you aware of the law of attraction and all the universal laws, Tara?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And we don't have to, I mean, do we need to be in Portland? Can it?
No. We both do. We both do phone sessions. We both do them everywhere and anywhere. Mars, Venus, you know, the sun. Literally, I'm joking, but at the same time, I'm very serious, which is I do phone readings all over the world with a translator. Ani, I believe, as well, can do sessions anywhere you are, because it doesn't necessarily require your physicality, because we're both working from a universal blueprint.
Exactly. Divinity to divinity.
Mm-hmm. It's,
you know, how does the radio work?
Okay.
Absolutely. But very good question, and thank you so much for listening and calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Tara.
So, the thing that I want to put out there is we've had master teachers walking the earth, regardless of your faith and your focus and your belief system. We have been impacted as a humanity by many beings, whether they're a peacemaker or not. There was, I invite you all to contemplate, rather, this very simple statement, and then I'll tell you who was the creator of that or the messenger of it, and it is, I am a little pencil in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world. And that was said by Mother Teresa. And so I invite you all to understand that we are all part of the wholeness. We are all part of the divinity. You are not separate from it. Your focus and what you really give yourself permission to focus on, you give life to. And the invitation is that you do not discard who you are now or who you've been up until now, but you expand your scope and your vision to include the, I would say, the love that you are in connection to the greater love that is co-creating through you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, down on this physical realm where we're all, you know, prey to this ego, alter ego self that pops in every so often, you know, what prevents us from feeling this love? What prevents us from really feeling the all-expansive nature that we really are? We've developed this thing called fear that really separates us from our divinity, and it separates us from thinking. And it's more than just a little anxiety. Fear absolutely paralyzes us. Yeah. Oh, hello. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hello.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Canada. My name's Noelle.
Hello.
I just wanted to know if you had anything, like a message from the other side for me. And it doesn't matter who from, because we've lost quite a few people in the last couple of years, in the family and friends.
Sure. Let me tune in, and I will share with you a combined message, because there are many in your council for your family and for yourself. And
okay.
The combined message is, the source of joy and the source of happiness is the celebration when it is possible. When it is not possible, it is to smile and to laugh and to know that we continue. We continue, and that we are here, and that we are focused on your lives, and we are there where pieces are not connecting. We will create bridges with our own selves to help the outcome be the celebration it's supposed to be because of how you have been of service to us. Ani?
I don't really do anything from the other side, Cynthia. I'm sorry. I'm all about this side.
Sorry, love. That's okay, Ani. We need you on this side.
Thank you.
Well, and so what I have to share with you is, on this side and on the other side, there seems to be a great amount of love and appreciation for you and for your family. Also, I'd have to say, a tremendous amount of desiring to help you and your family, and to help situations that are not yet at the desired level and degree to become that. So I would say to you, a lot of the beings that have passed over have done so, but their focus has remained here and on your family. Okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening and for calling.
All right. God bless you both.
God bless you.
Bye, love. Okay. All righty. So where were we? Fear. We were in fear, Cynthia. This is a very bad place to be. We have to stop this right away. So here we are. We were talking about what blocks you from your divinity. We fear. Yeah, you know, it's fear. Fear paralyzes us. It actually puts you in some sort of energetic lockdown mode. And that's a really painful sight to see, whether you're clairvoyant or not. It prevents change, and change is growth, and growth is change. Ultimately, what we have to understand, I think, is we were created by Source. We were created to create. We were created out of unconditional love. The only thing we were created to create is more creation. It's all about creating and not sort of reacting, not perceiving. And when we give into our ego selves and we become anxious and frightened, that disables our creativity. So
absolutely,
you know, all bets are off, you know, when that happens. When we're stuck in fear, we step away from our role as creators, we become perceivers, we feel left out of the big picture, and, you know, fear is the absence of love. If you cut yourself off from love, you disconnect from your point of power, and you become unstable, and you feed the ego. And when you become unstable, you get sick, and the ego just rejoices in that. So, you know,
also, in addition to that, and I want to say, invite people literally in a very basic way to line up the words in fear up and down, straight up and down, and then to recognize that the word fear is revealing itself of its falsehood, and that is, fear means false energy appearing real. It is false. fear is a man-made, created identity. It cannot exist without the participation of those fueling it and feeding it. And it is also a temporary energy. It cannot sustain itself. And so fear creates fear in order to feed itself to continue. And so to see fear as false is to literally take your power back from it and to not be emotionally or, I would say, mentally so affected by it. So I invite our callers and listeners to use that as a tool and to apply that to places in your life where you fear it the most, to look at it. What if this was false? What if this great fear was false and I had everything I needed to create the opposite of that? How would I feel? I invite everyone to move from their thinking body into their feeling body when communicating with fear.
Absolutely. I couldn't have put it better myself. Well done, Cynthia. Yeah. So, okay, so we get that, so that anything that isn't from unconditional love isn't from spirit, right? So the ego is just like fear. It's false. We created it. It's a tool at our disposal. We can use it to gauge our spiritual growth. All right. So we understand this. Of course, the practical application of it takes some time, and we just have to trust the process, trust the process. You know, people are always asking me, Ani, how can we help ourselves?
Ani, how can we help ourselves?
Well, Cynthia, let me tell you. I think we need to get off the planet once in a while. Honestly and truly, we're always like in the little picture, you know, trying to pay our bills and, you know, our car blows up and this happens and that happens. We need to get off the planet once in a while. Think as a universal being, you know. We all think, or we've all been conditioned to think. And, you know, everything we've been taught about creation really is all upside down and wrong anyway. We've all been taught to think that the world owes us a living. And of course it doesn't, because we created the world. God created us and we created the world. Who owes us a living? God, Spirit, the universe that created us. So, you know, I think it's time to say, okay, no matter where I am, this is where it is, and I'm going to start to make sense of creation right now. So I say, you know, learn the big picture. Spend some time. Spend a lot of time in prayerful contemplation, which is not a sort of, a prayer. It's prayerful contemplation. Leave your body. Leave your earthly concerns. Let your spirit soar. Develop your relationship with spirit and find your place in creation. And for anyone who thinks that finding God is just like miles and miles away, you don't have to travel anywhere. Favorite phrase of mine, God is not to be discovered, rather uncovered.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
It's very sweet. I love that.
You know, yeah. I also want to share with people that something was said by another peacemaker, and that was love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. Love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. The Dalai Lama said that. And so the invitation is, what I see a lot in the blessing and profound honor that I have to be seated in front of masters, and I consider everyone a master co-creating their manifestation, I see them in their wholeness, is that oftentimes we put ourselves outside of the picture. And I think that what Ani's saying is to focus and to contemplate is also to be in the present moment and to be present with ourselves in where that is. And instead of thinking of tomorrow, yesterday, and what someone might think of our choices, to really get in touch with how you feel about your choices and then to allow yourself to flow in that direction.
Absolutely. You know, in the higher dimensions, there is no past and there is no future. There is just the eternal now. So, you know, given to your divine nature, we are expansive beings. We actually were not created to be limited, no matter what we were taught at an English boarding school or wherever else. We were not created to be limited. We weren't created to be afraid. We weren't created to suffer. We weren't created to slog and sacrifice. You know, it's 2008. Everyone can read and write. Everybody has access to learning just about. It's not just the clergy anymore, okay? We were created to experience and to express. We have to learn how to step into our power. It's a very little tiny step inward. But when we get to that place and we experience that default setting of unconditional love and pure joy, we have reset the button for our divinity. And we have a chance for our, you know, we want to catch up with our souls while we're still in physical form. How cool would that be?
Literally, to be able to be in your physical body and really, in fact, I invite everyone to consider this as a tool, to be in your physical body and to literally create a scenario where there are no distractions, just you sitting with your physical body, and then to allow your physical body, all the senses that are inclusive of that, to bring to you, not through your mind, but through your feeling body and the senses of your body, to bring to you the sensations of what it would feel like to have accomplished all your goals, to feel what it would feel like to be one, not only with yourself, but with centralized peace and love, to be one with the very nature of who you are, where you've come from, and to be without worry. And the invitation is that you allow the senses of your body to be saturating you in your feeling body and in your mind's awareness and awakening to that of what it feels like to be untethered and without burden and without weight, to be in that weightless place with spirit and the divine, and to allow yourselves to feel your body letting you in on how your DNA, your cellular makeup, and how everyone around you, your guides, angels, and loved ones, can hold that for you even when you are not focused there yourself.
Oh, you know, just hearing you talk like that, Cynthia, do you know what I feel? I feel relief. Just, you know, hearing you take me through that process, it's like, wow, I'm saturated with my divinity.
Mm-hmm.
It's what a relief, what a sense of power. But again, it's that all about excitement, but also that lovely peace inside of you, that wonderful sense of peace, you know. You know, we don't really remember, we should confine ourselves to one lifetime at a time, I think, you know, and the eternal now. I mean, you know, get your reading and learn how everything comes together, but really it's one lifetime at a time. What I invite people to, because I have an invitation too. Okay?
Yes. I want to hear it.
Thank you. I want to invite people to have a think about what it must have been like, and deep down we all remember this, but what it must have been like to be just pure energy there in the center of the source from which God comes. What my father used to call the God pod. Did you like that? I know. He used to, very reverently though, because he was very reverent, but he called it the God pod. But I think we have a caller.
Yes, we do. Caller?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I guess it's me. Am I on?
You are on.
Oh, terrific. So I'm kind of going through a stage right now in my life where I feel like I'm just biding my time. I'm sort of unfocused and just, I don't know how else to say it other than biding my time. And I want to make some changes, but knowing what to change and how to change it is really something I'm really struggling with, especially in my work life. And I'm wondering if you have any suggestions on how to sort all of that out.
What is your name?
Chris, I'm sorry.
No problem, Chris. You know what, Chris? I'm going to give you the shorter version, and there is, I have to say, a lot of information for you. So you see if you connect with what's being shared, and then do call us for the continuation. But I wanted to share with you that you are definitely biding your time and holding your breath, I might add, at a place of panic and disconnection. There's almost a part of you that is looking at what is the next step, but almost not wanting to see it, because it requires some really big change. It requires you to look at a level of freedom that you've probably never given yourself permission to contemplate. And so there are parts of your normal, natural physiology that in your contemplation of that level of freedom are going to say, danger, don't go there. They're going to try, there's a part of you that will try in self preserving and protecting you, that will try, and energetically you will feel the memory, and I do feel this has to do with it as well, and that's why I said there's so much information for you. You will feel the memory of this very time in your life from a past life. You will feel past life memory in your emotional cellular body coming up within you, translated by your present moment, and there's some confusion there where you are looking at this present moment, but through the pain and possibly suffocation of the past. And so there are many, many tools for you to work with, to free yourself, to breathe deeply, to breathe in the divine breath, and to breathe out everything that doesn't serve you. And I can connect you with that as well as Ani.
Chris, just a couple of things for you from my end. A lot of torment there in the throat chakra, a lot of things left unsaid, and a certain amount of tightness there in the heart. Not the heart itself, the chakra, not the organ. A lot of unresolved emotion, and my advice would be to take a look right now at all the things in your life that cause you to cringe, all unhappy memories that have a negative impact on your body's energetic anatomy. Make a list of like the top 10 things in your life that you'd like to resolve and change, whether it's relationships, habits, that type of thing. And I strongly invite you to, certainly have a energetic clearing or whatever, but I strongly invite you to take a look at a modality called emotional freedom technique, which, allows you to resolve emotions in your own time, in your own way. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's a emotional freedom technique, EFT. If you Google it, you'll be able to get into the site and learn all about it. I think we just need to release some of the unresolved emotion and the debris in your energetic anatomy. And that will allow you to think clearly, give you some mental clarity. You're not in such a bad shape as you think you are.
All right.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
And I think that all callers, if you're actually listening to the show, which you would be if you're calling in.
thank you for that insight, Cynthia.
Again, complete clarity. That you can contact us and find right there with what you're looking at. You can find our websites, our emails, et cetera. And if anyone listening desires to comment and or to connect with us, you can do it through our individual websites, which are there on the BBS radio or...
Or indeed, we can, yes, absolutely. Here we are. I do have it. Yeah, it's right here. Okay. Please feel free to email us at brazilbrit@gmail.com. That is brazilbrit@gmail.com. Any correspondence you might want to send to us to Awakening Matters, P.O. Box 714, Wilsonville, Oregon, 97070. That's Awakening Matters, P.O. Box 714, Wilsonville, Oregon, 97070.
Thank you, Ani.
You're welcome.
Chris, are you there?
I am.
Thank you so much for calling in, and I really feel for you that you're at a breakthrough. You're not breaking up. And you're at a breakthrough into a reconstruction of who you are, which means a tremendous amount of support on this dimension and above. And I have to say that right now I was asking your council of guides, because I can see your hologram, how many of them are there, and you have 155 guides right now. And that is a tremendous number. And I understand why, and that's because they're there as your spiritual scaffolding while you are reconstructing yourself.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Chris. Blessings to you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
I wanted to let people know that next show we will be discussing in infinite dimensional perspective financial crisis and economics. So there's a great show lined up, and that will be airing on November 17th at 8 p.m. And it will be filled with not only our comments and perspectives and universal dialogue, but also callers. And I want callers to know and listeners to feel you're a part of this dialogue. You're not separate from it. So please know that whether you are sending us messages etherically or calling in, you are being included in what's going on here. So at this point in time, we just wanted to let us know to tune in and to hear the Brazilian
and the Brit. This is Ani Avedisian encouraging you to let your imagination drive your incarnation.
And this is Cynthia Sloan. If it resonates, make it your own.